Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
When you're going through the winter months or the months where you don't have a lot of produce coming in, those products are really easy to use and appreciated.
Today's guest is Joyce Houston, and Joyce and myself and Lauren Fawcett from the North Coast Co-op, Deborah Giroux from the University of California Cooperative Extension, and Leanne Duclo, the current Master Food Preserver, having graduated from the Sacramento class, we have all gotten together and are working on a Master Food Preserver program that is going to be happening this February in March in 2012. Joyce, let's talk a little bit about what a Master Food Preserver is.
Okay, well, it's going to be someone who has gotten a big bunch of hours of education about food preservation, all different areas of food preservation, and then they are going to be tested along the way, and they are going to get a certificate, and then they are going to be people who are well-informed about food preserving and will be helping the public learn more about food processing. So they are going to be educated and then they are going to become community teachers.
So I think it's kind of like a training for trainers program.
Exactly.
And it's very similar to the Master Gardener program. I think more people in Humboldt County are familiar with the Master Gardener program, with which
right.
the University of California Cooperative Extension Office has put on for many, many years now, where people get the knowledge and then go out and share the knowledge with the community.
Right. And assist the community with various projects that this knowledge is going to help with.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty intensive training.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be held in February and March for both months on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right.
And right now what we're doing is just getting the word out about the program so that people might apply for it. And then people should call the Cooperative Extension Office for the application letter, which is going to describe more about what it is that is going to be expected of them, as well as the application itself.
And they can get the website if they call the Cooperative Extension Office. They can get the website where the information is also available.
And that's 445-7351. 445-7351, and that's the University of California Cooperative Extension Office.
Right, and if they just say that they're interested in the Master Food Preserver program, then they can either get the web address or possibly get the information sent to them.
So the Master Food Preserver program, I think a lot of people have different ideas about what food preserving is, and
oh, yeah.
there are a lot of things that are going to be handled in the training, things that are going to be topics in the training. I thought maybe we could talk about a few of those and just give people an idea about what is involved. And one of the ideas is talking about foodborne illnesses.
Correct.
And how to prevent
avoiding them.
Yes. And I think people are kind of might be interested in knowing why that's part of food preservation.
You can get very sick if there are any type of little creatures that are growing in the food that you preserve.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many easy ways to prevent that. It's very important to know that.
Yeah. And I think people think, oh, spoiled food, I'll know what it smells like. I'll know what it tastes like. Not with a lot of the things that you can get from eating
That's
poorly
right.
preserved food.
You don't necessarily smell or see anything, but you feel it later.
Yeah. And it can kill you. So it is a serious business.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us have had the opportunity to receive canned goods from friends or family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask how something's been canned. I try and phrase it in the form of, you know, trying to get information about this wonderful recipe. But for me, a lot of it is knowing that the food's safe to eat.
Right. Especially if you know that it's a product that is low acid. And so you know that it should have been pressure canned, whereas if it were high acid, it could be canned in a water bath. If you know, if you learn that something has been water bath that should have been pressure canned, you can instruct your friend to reprocess in a pressure canner.
And then we're going to also cover canning basics. You know, there are a lot of topics under that. One of them is making and preserving fruits. I think that's one of the most common things that is canned. People
Very
carrying
popular.
Jams and jellies and curds and preserves and conserves and all those sorts of things.
And even with those items, you know, they are very common. People love to do it. They love to give it as gifts. But the recommended way of canning, of preserving those items has changed in the last 5 to 10 years. And there are a lot of people who are still canning them in the way that their mom may have canned it. Mm-hmm. That is not necessarily deemed safe mm-hmm. anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know my mom did the Master Food Preserver program down in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they recommended was using the steamer canners. And those are no longer recommended.
That's right. And paraffin wax was frequently used on the top of jams and jellies. That is no longer recommended. Uh-huh. Or putting a sealer on the jam or jelly and then just simply inverting it and not processing it.
Right.
That is no longer recommended.
They used to call open kettle canning.
That's different again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to talk about freezing food. A lot of people, that is how they preserve their food.
That's right. And it's an easy thing to do and can give you many surprises throughout the year.
Especially if you don't label things correctly. And then we're also going to talk about drying foods. I know that's something that you've gotten into this past year, and I myself have started drying foods again, and that's a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And again, those products are really easy to use and appreciated when you're going through the winter months or the months where you don't have a lot of produce coming in.
And I think a lot of times it's about figuring out what is the right way to preserve what foods.
But it's not just that. It's also, it's preserving the food in the way that you are going to find easiest to use.
Yeah.
That you will use it.
Yeah. Like, you know, those kiwis that somebody wants to give you, you know, like 50 pounds of, and you're like, kiwi jam. But then really, are you going to eat 20 gallons of kiwi jam during the year? So maybe that's not the best way to use those.
Yeah.
So lots of different information, lots of testing going on along the way, because I think it's real important to have research-based information going out there to the public.
Absolutely. That is the best way to use the information, knowing it's research-based.
So this program is going to be coming up. The deadline to apply for this is actually Friday, December 9th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's 5 p.m. on that day. The applications will need to be received at the University of California Cooperative Extension Office. And Deborah Giroux is the farm advisor, and she's taken this on.
And taking it on enthusiastically, too, I might add. It's really great to have her backing on this.
Yeah. So people who are interested should give her a call, should go on to the website, get the application letter so that they know what they're committing to, because people will need to attend all of the sessions and be tested on all of the sessions.
Right.
And then there'll be a final exam. And actually, the last class meeting will be graduation.
Right. Yeah.
I think we'll be tasting a lot of the items that we've made all through the class.
Party!
How many different ways to eat the jam? That sort of thing.
Now, one thing that you didn't mention, I believe that we're also going to be learning about pickling.
Oh, yes.
And doing some things like sauerkraut as well as
pickling
pickles.
And fermenting.
Yes.
Are two of the things that I think I've never really done much with. So I'll be really interested in those sections.
Yeah, the fermenting I haven't done anything with before.
Yeah. Well, this has been a pleasure talking with you. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking to Joyce Houston. We've been talking about the Master Food Preserver Program.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, too.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.